Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christus Spahn Health System, a South Texas community partner for generations. Christus Spahn is proud to be a part of your life, caring for families and providing quality medical care to all. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, the Dr. and Mrs. Hugh A. Kennedy Foundation, and the Koch Foundation, supporting the Catholic Church and its ministries across South Texas.
Live from Corpus Christi, Texas, welcome to the Cathedral Sunday Mass, where the gospel is proclaimed and our spirit refreshed by the real presence of the living God. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Lord be with you. Good morning to all of you. We come continuing to give praise and thanks to God for the gift of His love, and in that love, the blessedness of life. My dear family, we enter this fourth day of our novena for the respect for life in our world, in our country. And we, of course, pause to remember all of our unborn that we remember with the wreath upon Mary's altar. Those holy and innocent lives that have been taken through the tragic act of abortion. We ask for the conversion of all hearts in this world, that we may always have a deeper understanding to the beauty of all life. Those in the wombs of their mothers, and those in their elder years, in their beds, where they, of course, have traveled throughout the journey of this world and have entered their moment of suffering and uncertainty, that you and I and the entire world will have a greater appreciation, understanding of how life never loses its value. You will never lose your value, I will never lose my value. No one ever loses their value in the eyes of God. But let us ask for the heart that we need to always see with his heart the beauty of what he blesses this world with. We pause, obviously, to welcome all of you who are joining us from home or the hospitals or nursing homes, realizing how you are always in our prayers. And we thank you for joining us from there and know that you are part of us here in the celebration. In a very special way, we want to extend our thoughts and prayers to the community of Alice, who tragically lost four young men in a tragic accident early yesterday morning. We're praying for them, the entire community, for such a grave loss in their lives. We pray for their families, their parish communities, and all of you. We also pray for the community of San Antonio, who have lost two of their young people. And we pray that they also be comforted by our prayers this day, and that all the lives that have been taken are now in the arms of our Heavenly Father, embraced in the fullness of his love. And we continue to pray for those of you in the hospitals continuing to recover. And we pray for all of these families, my dear family here with me, and those who join me from home, and asking the Lord to comfort them in his peace. Realizing God's love for us all, let us ask for pardon for our sins. Lord Jesus, you are mighty God and Prince of Peace. Lord, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you are Son of God and Son of Mary. Christ, have mercy. And Lord Jesus, your Word made flesh and splendor of the Father, Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty, ever-living God, direct our actions according to your good pleasure, that in the name of your beloved Son, we may abound in good works. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the book of the prophet Jonah. The word of the Lord came to Jonah, saying, "Set out for the great city of Nineveh and announce to it the message that I will tell you. So Jonah made ready and went to Nineveh, according to the Lord's bidding. Now Nineveh was an enormously large city. It took 3 days to go through it. Jonah began his journey through the city and had gone but a single day's walk, announcing, 40 days more and Nineveh shall be destroyed. When the people of Nineveh believed God, they proclaimed a fast, and all of them, great and small, put on sackcloth. When God saw by their actions how they turned from their evil way, he repented of the evil that he had threatened to do to them. He did not carry it out. The word of the Lord.
Teach me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your ways, O Lord. Your ways, O Lord, make known to me. Teach me your paths. Guide me in your truth and teach me.
Reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. I tell you, brothers and sisters, the time is running out. From now on, let those having wives act as not having them, those weeping as not weeping, those rejoicing as not rejoicing, those buying as not owning, those using the world as not using it fully. For the world in its present form is passing away. The word of the Lord.
Hallelujah. with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
After John had been arrested, Jesus came to Galilee proclaiming the gospel of God. This is the time of fulfillment. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. As he passed by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting their nets into the sea. They were fishermen. Jesus said to them, "Come after me. I will make you fishers of men." Then they abandoned their nets and followed him. He walked along a little further and saw James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John. The two were in a boat mending their nets. Then he called them. So they left their father Zebedee in the boat, along with the hired men, and followed him. The Gospel of the Lord. Fatherhood has its origins in God, who chose to reveal himself to us as our Father, sending his only Son for the sake of our salvation. Fathers, therefore, have a special role in revealing and relying on earth the very fatherhood of God. Fathers are called to exhibit generosity, responsibility for the life conceived under the heart of their mother. They are uniquely entrusted with the protection and defense of both mother and child, and in this way, in safeguarding the sanctity of human life. As evidenced in our world today, the role of the father is of unique and irreplaceable importance. Often, women choose abortion because they do not have the support of the child's father. Or even worse, the father of the child pressures her to take the decision to abort. At the same time, it is important to acknowledge with compassion that men can also be overwhelmed by an unexpected pregnancy, and that society increasingly tells them that they should have no say in their children's lives. In the face of these false messages, we pray that expectant fathers will find courage in the example of Saint Joseph, who embraced the role of father amid difficult circumstances, and offer loving, life-affirming support to the mothers of their children.
My dear family, entering this fourth day of our novena for life, we heard the reflection dedicated to those who are chosen to be the fathers of the beauty of children. Yesterday, on day three, we focused on the beauty of those women chosen to be mothers of such a beautiful gift of life. But as you can tell, there are all these challenges that want to take away the beauty of. And what you and I must remember is what we just echoed. Teach me your ways, O Lord. We just sang that. You responded. Well, what is the way of the Lord? The way of the Lord is life, not death. If the Lord was about death, then he would have never sent his Son to destroy death and to create it to be a passage that leads you and me to the bright promise of immortality. But we know we have that to look forward to. But what you and I must do is to remember what we just said. Teach me your ways, O Lord. It is what he taught those that he chose who were tending to their daily task as fishermen, and then called them to be fisher of men, people, men and women, to go out into the deep, where yes, there's all of this that wants to engulf us and destroy us, but to go with the courage. And my dear family, in our society, in our world, yes, we're also sent to go out into the deep. And yes, there are many things out there that want to just devour us. Much out there that wants nothing to hear of the way of the Lord. These are dedicated to the ways of death. And even then, we still pray for the conversion of their hearts, that they will change and realize the beauty of every single life, from the moment that that life is in the womb of their mothers until the moment they take their last natural breath. And my dear family, what it entails is for you and me to have an openness of heart, to see and to be there, to give testimony to what life truly is, and to bring others to realize that very life's beauty and that very life's purpose. St. Paul reminds us, although the English translation doesn't do a very good job, it usually doesn't, but in Spanish it says, la vida es corta. Life is short. It is. At a blink of an eye, you're already the age you are, whatever age that may be. And so what must we do? Well, quite simply, see the beauty of your life for what it's worth. And what is your life worth? Everything in the eyes of God. Everything. Is it worth the same in the eyes of man? Not necessarily. But man's vision is distorted, which is why we don't necessarily rely on that. But we do rely on truth. And truth in the heart of the Lord is that he came in search of you and me and all life so that we one day may have it in abundance with him in the eternal. But it does entail, my dear family, that we serve him now. Jonah was reluctant to go to the city where the Ninevites were. He didn't like them necessarily. Well, not necessarily, he just didn't like them. But he was chosen to go to them and to proclaim a moment to repent and a moment to believe. And though reluctantly he did it, because he did, they repented, they believed, and they were saved. So is the same for you and me. We are sent into that deep. Yes, sometimes it's to a circle of people you perhaps don't like. But what God is more interested in is if you love him more than what you are at odds with that group of people or that person or whatever the case may be. Do you love him more that what challenges you to be in the midst of those people or that person? Because I want to give everyone the benefit of the doubt that you will never harbor hate in your heart. If you ever do harbor hate in your heart, then you're not a Christian. You're not. Because that's an absolute contradiction of the one who is love. And therefore, I give all of us the benefit of the doubt that we never reach that moment. We may hate what people do, but never the person. And that is why you and I must ask ourselves, where is the purity of my heart? To see the beauty of who's there and to do as God has told me to do. Announce the good news. Change your ways. And listen to the teaching that is of our Lord. Because all he has to teach all of us is to see the beauty of your life. Because it has to start here. If you can't see the beauty of your own life, you're not going to see the beauty of the life of your neighbor. But when you see the beauty of this life that God blessed this world with, which is you, then you will come to see the beauty of your neighbor and his or her beautiful purpose in life. Because life is too short to be caught up in the nonsense that only tends to tear down life. Your life, others' lives, which all deserve to have the beautiful meaning of its life lived out every day, every day. Which is why it's so important to look into your heart and see what is there. Because there's one thing about the heart does not lie. The tongue constantly lies. Constantly. It says something in the morning and it changes its mind by the afternoon. But the heart can never lie. Which is why that's what Jesus listens to when it comes to your life and mine. To see what's really there. Because the tongue can say and say and say, I believe in God, I love God, I believe in His love, I believe in His peace. And by the afternoon, where is it? Just because? And that's why the heart is what he sees, and the heart is what he reads, and the heart is what he knows. And that is why we have to look at our heart and see what must we get rid of that keeps us from being able to say, teach me your ways, O Lord, and help me make it known. Because that's what we need today. And we need so much of it. And my dear family, he makes no mistake in sending you and me out there, wherever there is. He's sending the right person. He is sending you. Let him once again work through you and me to bring about this wonderful news of his love for all life. And let us be the ones who go and announce it with great fidelity and great conviction, because he does believe in the fact that he has blessed this world with you, with that life, which is you, to go and announce the beauty of all life, because all life has beauty. And it never loses its value in the one who is God. And how I pray we never look at each other in any way other than in the way that are His, so that we will always be a brother and sister, one family, who always professes the beauty of one God who is love and is the love of all life, and how he calls us to see it through our hearts as well. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary, and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. My dear family, with great confidence in our Father's love, let us ask that he hear the needs we now present.
For the church, trusting in Jesus' constant presence, that we may act to bring the reign of God to realization in the world, loving God and loving our neighbor as we love ourselves, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For religious women who have taken to heart Jesus' call to follow him, that they may be blessed in the work that they do, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who suffer from want, from lack of shelter, heat, adequate nutrition, or health care, that they may find sustenance and hope in the generosity of those with plenty. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our parish community, that we may always be willing to look into our own hearts and repent and return to the Lord when we have strayed. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That God may extend his healing hand upon those who continue to be affected by the coronavirus, and bless those who minister to them. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And for the intentions of this Mass, for the eternal repose of the souls of Joe Cueva, Soledad Hernandez, Jose Rolando Gonzalez, Susana Molina, Adelia Morales, Tony Abarca, and Mary Ellen Miller. And for all the prayers that we hold in the silence of our hearts, and for all our intentions, spoken and unspoken, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer. Loving Father, all this we ask through Christ our Lord. Amen. Please stand and pray with me that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. Accept our offerings, O Lord, we pray, and in sanctifying them, grant that they may profit us for salvation through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For we know it belongs to your boundless glory that you came to the aid of mortal beings with your divinity and even fashioned for us a remedy out of mortality itself, that the cause of our downfall might become the means of our salvation through Christ our Lord. Through him, all the host of angels adores your majesty and rejoices in your presence forever. May our voices, we pray, join with theirs in one chorus of exalted praise as we acclaim. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the font of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice once more, giving thanks, gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks you've held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis our Pope, Michael our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember all our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, your blessed apostles, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, may we merit to be co-heirs of eternal life and praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, and with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. with faith and hope, we all dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity, in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. Peace of the Lord be with you always.
Let us offer each other a sign of peace.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter into my room, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. Body and blood of Christ, Christ everlasting Those of you joining us from home, please join with me in this prayer for spiritual communion. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the most holy sacrament of the altar. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you into my soul. Since I cannot at this moment receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. I embrace you as if you were already there, and unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Grant, we pray, Almighty God, that receiving the grace by which you bring us to new life, we may always glory in your gift. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Just one announcement, and that is that on Friday, we close our 9-day novena with a holy hour here in the cathedral at 6 a.m. We invite you to join us if you like. It's a beautiful way to start your Friday and your weekend. But also, you might want to bring some intentions with you that you and the Lord, you know about in your heart. And of course, you know, you scatter yourself throughout the cathedral. But it will be here. Bishop Carmody will be our celebrant for the holy hour. And of course, I'll be with him and some others as well. But we invite you to come and join us at 6 a.m. on Friday. And of course, it goes into the 7 a.m. hour. And then it will also be live streamed. And then please look at the diocesan Facebook for further details on that, hope to be able to have you here or join us via live stream or go ccn.org, so let us continue to pray for the beauty of life. Also, there's some material at the sides of the cathedral. If you'd like to stop by and speak to some of the representatives of the pro-life material there, please do so. And feel free to take whatever you want that's on the table as well. And let us be, stewards of the beauty of the life we have and the beauty of the lives that are entrusted to us in our vineyard, in the diocese here in the Lord's vineyard. Anything else? No. Okay, very good. So. But praying for all of you, I hope you have a wonderful, I know it's a very gloomy Sunday, isn't it? It's like very humid outside. So you're going to bring the freshness out there, all right? So bring freshness wherever you go and take away their humidity, whatever they're experiencing, and make them feel good. The Lord be with you. And may the blessings of Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit come upon you and remain with you forever. Amen. Thanks be to God. Have a very blessed week, all of you. Please turn to your neighbor and wish each other from a distance a very blessed week.
Hello, I'm Father Pete Alisadro, Rector of the Corpus Christi Cathedral. And on behalf of Bishop Mulvey and the Cathedral family, we want to thank you for joining us for the celebration of the Holy Eucharist. May God continue to bless you and all of your loved ones with His love, peace, and joy. And may you always know how we carry you always in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you and keep you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by the generosity of Christus Spahn Health System. A part of your life, providing advanced quality care and vital services close to home, and dedicated to keeping South Texas healthy and strong. More information is available at christusspahn.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of this broadcast. If you have been blessed by our efforts and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.